is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
Welcome back to autismradio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. Hope everybody's having a great week and getting back to some kind of normalcy after the holidays with their children. Going back to school and all of us going back to work and everything. It's a busy time of the year for sure. Basically from November through December and even the beginning of January. I know it took my son about a week and a half to kind of get back into some kind of normal routine. And I've heard from many other families around, they're having the same challenges as well, as their kids weren't adjusting too well with going back to school and sleeping certain times. And, you know, because I try to keep him on a regimented schedule with his sleep, but there were some nights over the holidays where he was up a little later, so then he sleeps a little later, or maybe he didn't sleep at all. And it affects his day for sure. So as we know, sleep is so important to us and our kids. So, but now back on schedule, things are moving forward and going well for many of the families that I've been hearing from, whether it's on our social media page or our email, which is questions@autismradio.org. So if you have any questions or you want to be part of the program, you know, shoot us an email. Also want to let parents know and families, we had some issues with our toll-free number. It wasn't relaying the messages for some reason. So we apologize if you have left a message in the last month or so. We didn't know, actually, because I received an email that someone left a phone call and we never got the messages because the messages go to our email account and we weren't getting them for some reason. So now it's fixed, and our toll-free number, which is 1-877-HOPE-777. So feel free to use that line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's a great tool because we've had parents leave messages at 2 or 3 in the morning when they're up with their child that's not sleeping. And just, it's almost like a cry for help, like, you know, just to kind of leave a message, hey, this is what's going on, my child's not sleeping, and you know, do you have any suggestions or whatever it might be? And, you know, we put it out there for other parents to kind of give some feedback of what they've done in that situation and, you know, start the dialogue, which can help because, let's face it, the biggest people we can learn from, or I should say the best people we can learn from, are other parents that are in our shoes because they have gone through it and some things have worked, some things have not worked. Sometimes it doesn't work for your child, may work for somebody else's child, but the bottom line is that, you know, the options that are out there to help us, you know, with our children, and I think that's the biggest goal. But anyway, everybody seems to be somewhat back on schedule now, which is a good thing, of course. parents getting some sleep and the kids getting sleep and going to school. So definitely good things. Want to talk about this really cool thing I came across in the news recently. Chuck E. Cheese is one of the oldest children entertainment centers. I know that they've been around for 40 years plus years, but now they're looking to make offerings more accessible to kids with autism and other special needs, which is awesome. The restaurant chain actually introduced a program, Sensory Sensitive Sundays, which was a monthly event designed to provide sensory-friendly environments. What they do right now, they did a two-hour offering for families with special needs. They started with a pilot in Massachusetts, and it was very successful. And now the company's expanding Sensory Sensitive Sundays to 54 locations in Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, New York, New Jersey, and they're looking to roll this out across the country later this year as well. The buzz and the feedback they received were so positive that they're really hoping to get this rolled out nationwide sooner rather than later. And we're hoping to have the CEO of the company on to talk about this. DuPont, which is of CEC Entertainment, is the parent company of Chuck E. Cheese. But right now what they're doing is Sensory Sensitive Sundays are scheduled for the first Sunday of each month from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. So it gives you an opportunity for something you can do with your child, you know, that you don't have to worry about so much. Chuck E. Cheese right now is dimming their lights. They have smaller crowds, and they're limiting the costume characters, and they refrain from playing the loud music and having other shows, which can sometimes cause some sensory overload for many kids. So, but, you know, they're trying this program. Like I said, the pilot was very successful. And, you know, us as parents of children with autism and special needs, you know, we're always, like I said, we're always looking for something to go, somewhere to go and something to do with our children that we don't have to worry about it, you know, and don't also at the same time, it's a great place probably to meet other parents too, you know, because we're all in the same boat. So it's kind of a great way to maybe meet some new friends for your child or for you just yourself, you know, connect with other parents. So it's always a good thing. Absolutely. Also want to get this out there. Really great stuff going on with our Giving Hope Spectrum Matrix martial arts program. It's just going so well. There was a great video put up there by Master Dave Fritz this past Friday, which went really, really well. Alex did such an amazing job. There's a video of him doing combos. It's just amazing where he's come from, where he started 6 months ago. And this is a free program that we've been running for, like I said, the past 6 months and offering it to anyone that wants to come. It's located up at One Hampton Drive in Sussex, New Jersey. And the program's going really well, and anybody can sign up. And we're also looking for more volunteers always to help, and also donations for this program to keep it free. We're trying to provide more free programs, and to do that, we need donations. So if you guys out there, you know, are a business and looking to do a tax write-off, I mean, it's the beginning of the new year, you know, make a donation today to the organization. We can promote your company here on the radio and also on our website, which gets tons of views, and also social media on Facebook. We have over 40,000 followers on there. So it's definitely a great way to give back to a family. Like I said, 100% of the money is able to go back to the families because we're a 100% volunteer organization. And we're just trying to have more activities for our kids to do, whether it's with mom or with dad or with both, just giving more options, you know. And one of the things like we have coming up here is like February 25th, we're going back to the Swim for Hope program at Passaic County Tech for anybody in Passaic County. It's open to all Passaic County. It's a great program, and we have about 60 families in there right now, and we do have other openings for the Learn to Swim and also our Team Hope, which competes at Special Olympics. But all this program is paid for by Autism Radio. And I think families need to know that, and maybe they don't realize it. But basically, right now, we're paying for just about every kid that can come to the swim, come to martial arts, get an iPad, whatever it might be. Our money's going towards this every week, every day. So by making a donation at autismdonation.org today, you're helping a child, you're helping a family, really giving them hope and giving them something to do which makes such a difference in their lives. You're touching their lives. And if you're a business, like I said, it's the beginning of the new year. You might have some money in your budget and you want to advertise for your company. It's a great way to do that. You can do it on the radio. You can do it on the website as well. We do both. Usually we give you both. And also, don't forget, we have our casino night coming up, which is a huge event. Last year, we had almost 300 people attend. It's a big event this year. We're looking to either to grow that to 400, maybe even to 500 people this year. We're hoping. And we're very excited about that event as well. And we're looking for donations. We're looking for gift baskets. You know, even if you can't donate money, if you're a business and you want to make a basket for our casino night, it's a great way to give back. You know, a $50 basket, $100 basket, you know, whatever you can do, even a gift certificate for your restaurant. If you're a restaurant owner, $25 gift certificate, $50 gift certificate, whatever it might be, that's going to help our event and help our children here throughout New Jersey, but not only New Jersey, but worldwide. I mean, we've helped families all across the country get services they desperately need. I mean, we've had families we've given iPads to out in California. We've had families in Utah where we've given speech therapy. We've done so many different things in the community over the years that, you know, you kind of lose track sometimes. Like, you almost have to go through and like, wow, you know, maybe we did 100 services 1 year just outside of our programs, 100 families that we gave services to. That's a lot. And we also support the schools. We try to help the schools here as well, you know, as much as we can. But, you know, people need to remember we're a volunteer organization. So everybody has a full-time job. Everybody's working. So we do this out of the goodness of our hearts, and we try to really make a difference. You know, everybody right now is, you know, talking about the election, and everybody's unhappy, and I'm not going to get too much into it, and I get that. But, you know, if we took more energy, instead of putting so much energy into the struggles of everything going on and they're not happy, or maybe they're happy or whatever it might be, arguing back and forth, put your energy into something positive. Like, make a difference. Like, take that time, that couple hours you might be spending on Facebook or whatever it might be, and actually help volunteer for an hour on a Saturday or Sunday or Friday night or whatever it might be, and help a family or help a child. You know, make that difference. You know, sometimes we just, you know, we waste so much time on so many silly things that if we took that time and put it into something positive, we can make a difference and we can make that change. So, I don't know, that's just me, I guess, and maybe not everybody thinks that way, but, I mean, I've given now, it's 2007, I've been donating my time, tons of hours, and, you know, I enjoy it every day. I enjoy doing this because at the end of the day, when you see a child smile or you hear a success story where we gave an iPad to a single mom once a few years back, and this story always hits me because when her nonverbal child, and she was looking for an iPad, we got her the iPad, which is a speech and language program, and we gave it to her. And the woman came in the house and worked with her and her child every day for 1 year. And I don't know, a few months back, she called me up and she said for the first time that her son said, "Mommy, I love you," with the iPad. And you know what? That is life-changing, life-altering. And no amount of money could ever pay that back. So when I tell you that you can implement change, you know, one person can make a difference. And I've proven that to many people because I'm one person that started a change. And I had great friends and people around me that believed in the message and the volunteers that donate their time for a good cause. And that's how, that's a powerful thing. That's very powerful. In fact, it's more powerful than just donating money, because we're not a big corporation. We don't have millions of dollars surrounding us. We work hard for every dollar that we make for the organization. Sacrifices that people give up to see the goal at the end. And when they see the goals that we have achieved in a short period of time as an organization around the community, it's life-altering for them. They tell me that I've made them a better person. And, you know, that's like, to me, the highest compliment I could ever get in my life. And no amount of money, could ever replace that. Because at the end of the day, for me personally, I get the most satisfaction of making a difference. But I always want more. And I think that's one of the things that drives me, is that I'm constantly wanting more. And I try to do as much as I can with my time, as far as donating to Autism Radio and just looking for some more support in the community to join our team of Autism Radio. So even if you can't give money, donate some of your time or spread the word of Autism Radio. Tell your friends, tell your family members. Let people know what we're trying to achieve here to change the community and bring everybody together in unity in the community. I work with anybody. We don't say no to anyone. I've had some issues with some organizations that don't want to work with other organizations because they have their own agenda and their own mission and goals. But, you know, we're all in this together. And I think we're always more powerful in our numbers of doing things as a community together. So I find that silly when people say that. But anyway, it's just sometimes it's frustrating, I guess. But I'm just trying to get that point across that, you know, we need your help to continue here on our journey. We have our huge casino night event coming up on September the 23rd. So please mark September 23rd on your calendar and come out and support our event. We're really looking forward to it. We'll have some more information up on the website very shortly about the event. And we'll let you know more about it as things get kind of more organized with the event and what's going on. But we're excited. We're very excited about it. This is our third annual casino night coming up. It's going to be at La Nieves in Haledon, New Jersey, which is on a Saturday. It's going to be a great event. Again, it's our third event. It's going to be bigger, better, and more fun. But like I said, if you can donate a basket for that event, it would be huge. You know, if you can donate some money, or if you want to be a sponsor for the event, we'll have our sponsorship packets rolling out very shortly. I would say within the next week or two, they should be out there. But also, we have some other great stuff on our website, which you may not be aware of. But if you go to autismradio.org, we have a great company right now. We're working with coolcharm.com/autismradio, and you're able to get a personalized pendant for your mom, for your grandmother. They make great gifts, and you can customize it by putting your child's name on it. Give it to your grandma. You could say, number one, grandma. It has the puzzle piece. I mean, there's just so many different customized jewelry with this, which is really awesome. So definitely go to autismradio.org and check out the website. You can go to coolcharm.com/autismradio and make a purchase. And your purchase, 20% of that purchase goes to Autism Radio. So not only are you getting a nice piece of jewelry for your mom or your grandma or whoever it might be, you're making a difference in the community by buying one. So definitely check it out. Also, my ID partnership with Autism Radio, been going really well. We have these wonderful bracelets that allow you to access and help store and manage your health information. And the profile can be accessed anytime, anywhere, VIA, MyID products such as the bracelets, the sticker kits, and even the mobile apps. And if you hit the link on the website and use the promo code HOPE, you get 20% off your order. So that's the great thing about it, is that we're offering a discount for somebody that has a medical condition or, you know, just has a child that wanders. It's an extra piece of peace of mind at the end of the day. Also, don't forget, we still have our snap laces that we're offering. That's been going amazing in the community and helping so many kids help gain some independence with the no-tie laces systems that we have. And the benefits have been tremendous. I mean, my son loves his snap laces, and we give a 20% discount by going to snaplaces.com/hope and enter HOPE20 at checkout, and you receive special pricing. And we also have a video, how-to video to install them on the sneakers. They work on shoes, you name it. So very cool stuff. It's kind of a weird time of the year, I always say, because there's like a lull. You know, right now it's actually a little strange weather we've had. It hasn't been very cold for, you know, a winter, so which is a good thing. I'm not complaining, that's for sure. But the bottom line is that it's just a kind of a, I don't know, strange time of the year, I guess, for me personally. And I'm sure for other parents, like, we're just busy, we're working, we're, you know, doing everything we need to do and feed the family and all that. And it's just kind of hectic, I guess. But I'm sure everybody's looking forward to spring when everything starts to turn green and starts growing. Of course, if you have allergies, you probably don't so much. So I know I get the real bad fall allergies when the leaves start falling and stuff like that. I guess it's the leaf mold or whatever it might be. Seems to affect me a lot. So I don't know. But anyway, I just hope that everybody's doing well. If you have anything you'd like to add to the show, remember we have our toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777. Also, our email at questions@autismradio.org if you want to add anything to the program. But also, don't forget to go to Facebook and like our page. If you're not on our page, you need to get on our page. Go to Facebook and go to Autism Radio and hit the like button and follow us. We have a lot of really great messages on there, inspirational posts, some news, some information, also a great way to get the links for the program. But also, don't forget, you can go to iTunes and subscribe to Hope Saves the Day, and you'll never miss an episode, which is a great way to catch our show, because our show runs on the radio, on the FM radio stations. You know, some of the time slots change, so unfortunately, they're not as consistent, although here on WNNJ, we're on 6:30 every Saturday morning, and also WSUS, so definitely want to check it out. Hopefully everybody out there is listening to our program and enjoys it every week, because we've been doing this a long time. I enjoy bringing you some information and hopefully some inspiration every week that you can all make a difference. And I know it's hard sometimes because we're going through our personal struggles, whether it's our finances or our marriages or our relationships or our children or whatever it might be, a sick loved one. It's a difficult thing. It's very hard sometimes, because when you're in the thick of things, it's hard to see outside of that. But just keep plugging away. You know, just keep plugging away every day. There will be sun shining one day again through your dark times sometimes. So, and I've been there too. So definitely know all about that for sure. So anyway, I'd like to just wish everybody a great week as always. Don't forget to check out Hope Saves the Day. Purchase our song, which is also on iTunes. I wrote it for my son for his 10th birthday, which was 3 years ago now. Can't believe that. 3 years flew by. But that song, also by making that purchase of the song, it's 99 cents. You're donating to the organization. You get to hear a great song that's actually been kind of like almost the national anthem for the autism community for the last 3 years. So I'm very proud of that accomplishment for sure. So. But thank you, all the listeners who supported it and purchased it and downloaded it, and my friends, my family. So I thank you, and I love you guys all. I wish everybody a great week. And remember, until next time, everyone, hope saves the day. Goodbye, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice, and remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time.